Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo live on blogtalkradio.com every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hit me up on Twitter at Real, RealMSCLEO. Hello, my dears, and happy Friday to each and every one of you within the sound of my voice, whether you're listening to this live or you're listening to it archived. So, Miss Cleo, you're in an awfully good mood today. Why not, my dears? It is indeed Friday, and it was an interesting week. I'm sure some of you are feeling some of the cosmic impacts out there. They certainly were many. And I got to tell you, I was a little bit surprised by that myself. But, you know, sometimes you just kind of move through and you figure it'll work itself out, as it did. And I'm also pretty excited because today, I don't know if you all have been staying on top of your P's and Q's and keeping up with the shows that are forthcoming. But we have Marie Bednar, who is the co-owner of Bednar's Farm Fresh Market here in South Florida, more specifically Palm Beach County, even more specific, Boynton Beach. And you all know I have mad love for Boynton Beach. It is one of our local hamlets, as I put it. And I'm pretty excited because you all know I love food. So the fact that all of those things are coming together all at one time, so she will be coming up here shortly. So if you have some questions, by all means, feel free to join us. You can hit me up on Twitter, which is just fine, at RealMSCLEO. You can also dial me directly and ask Marie any questions at 347-826-9597. That's 347-826-9597. Again, just a little background for you all. Bednar's Farms is one of the oldest and one of the few left family-owned farms here in South Florida as well, I think in the state. So they represent something very significant and very passionate about that giving back to earth and giving back to community and being a very active part of community. And so we had considered Bednar Farm Fresh Market on March 6th. It was our small business of the week. And you all know we feature every week. We feature a small business that kind of stays in line with what we share here on Conversations with Cleo, which is about community, about sustainable, about shopping local, about being healthier, mind, body, and spirit, and what that looks like, and that it's not nearly as daunting as sometimes we perceive it to be. So I, again, am very, very excited to chat with Marie Bednar today. It is going to be some good stuff. So I'm going to advise you all to go and grab your tea, your coffee. I'm drinking just a little bit of water. And we are going to debut our first commercial for Bednar Farms. And when we come back, I'm looking at my board and I am waiting for Marie to dial in. I believe we set up a time at about 2:45. We'll have a few more chuckles and we will get right into the thick of things, my dear. So without further ado, here is our first commercial for our small business on March 6, 2013, Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website www.bedners.com. All right, my dear. So I thought that was pretty cool. It got everything across very clearly. And let me tell you something. They do some amazing things out at this farm. We're going to be, the website link is on the cover page for today's show. Great, easy, navigable website. Sometimes websites can overwhelm me when they get too complicated, but it's a very fun website. Also an opportunity to sign up for the newsletter. I know I'm going to. They do a number of delicious things out there, and I'm kind of being tongue-in-cheek, but I'm very, very earnest with, you know, what I'm talking about. When I say delicious business, how wonderful is delicious on every level, right? Now, just a quick update, because I know I've been hearing things here and there from people about the spring equinox, and is there something big and scary coming in? Is something, what's going on, Miss Cleo? Look here, Bridgerine. Spring is here. Done deal. Eh? Spring is all about moving forward. Spring is all about the new dynamic. And since we have completed our retrograde of Mercury, and as we approach the first week in April, we will be in full forward motion. Aries is driving change right now, evolution and creativity. And the drive is moving pretty rapidly. So I would advise everyone to fasten your seatbelts, keep your eyes and ears open, keep your tray tables up. No, I don't want anyone to be afraid. There is no time for fear. Fear just gets in the way. It's like dust, you know? Not really sure where it comes from. And sometimes you got to just clean it out and clean it up. And it doesn't just stay cleaned up. You have to stay continually active within self, you understand, to embrace the whole experience, you know? So I want you all to remember, though, in light of spring, in light of this equinox, in light of all of this energetic, creative energy that is moving through the vibration, that this is, again, where we identify what we will build. And remember that the things and the choices and the things that we plant and the things that we create and the things that we build this year, the choices that we make about what those things will be, will impact us until 2018. So once again, I advise each and every one of you to be specific. The universe is very gracious. The universe often treats us like sweet, yummy, spoiled children. And so if we ask for something, you get it. So I often advise people to be very, very specific. Now, it's funny because I'll tell you, we're getting my backyard and the house prepared. One, for a portion of our family who is coming down from the Northeast to visit during spring break. And we're also getting it prepared for the CD release party. And that's actually my landscaper who's trying to call me now, and I'm live on the air. So they showed up to do the lawn today. Now, just yesterday, I believe it was, my partner had said, when are they coming? And I said, well, I'm sure they'll be here in the next day or so. I said, I'll give him a call. She said, because I want the lawn done before, you know, the people arrive and everything, and we're fixing up this and fixing up that. She's quite a creative force, and so she's very amusing to me. So in light of that, they showed up now. So she just asked for it, and so she got it. And I wish I could have said I didn't want it to happen while I was on the air. So if you hear things going on and moving about outside and you hear blowers and such, you'll know that I'm actually at my home, sitting at my table and doing my show. It is just that personal. It is just that amusing. And I just got a heads up from my boss. You know, sometimes menopause makes you forget a number of things. And so I wanted to make sure I was so prepared for Marie that I did not check my notes, because my boss, he keeps me on my game. I did not check my notes to realize that it was indeed 2:45. But you all know, I often like to have a little bit of time to, chat you all up about things that are going on and how we might encounter the weekend. Now, some of you are saying, and have sent me some messages about the full moon, and actually, not really sure why this is happening, but the full moon is not until the 27th. But if you do the math, that almost seems like it's 16 days off, and you figure the full moon and the new moon separate by, 14-day intervals, that you can set them pretty much up that way. So we'll go down that rabbit hole. Right now I'm going to text my landscaper and let him know that I am on the air live, and I can't talk to him right now. let's see, on the air, doing my radio show, live doing my radio show. Okay, so sorry, can't, I'm so sorry, will not be done till, I know you all are like, really, Miss Cleo, we don't want to hear you. You know, I'm one of those people who can, like, remember when you were children, and this is for some of the people that are listening that might be a little bit older, you're supposed to be able to pat your head and rub your stomach, Jah Rastafari. I couldn't do that. I had no concept of how people could do. This is why I am so against, and simply because I know I'm not capable, and I'm certain I'm not by myself, against people trying to dial a phone or text while you're driving, folks. It's just not necessary. It's dangerous for me to try and text and do the radio show at the same time. I can't imagine if you put me behind the wheel of a, 2-ton vehicle. So it's none of it is ever so important. None of them are never so important that you can't take your time to pull over or to wait till you reach your destination to text or say, I'm here safe, or whatever the case is. Because if you're not, then it's not going to matter. You know what I'm saying? So those are the kinds of vibrations that I put out there every once in a while. Because sometimes you just need to hear it from a few different places, because all of us are guilty, or less, the majority of us. And I will purposely say, Cleo, it's just not that important. Get to where you need to go in, get there while you're safe, and then we're good to go. All right? So just wanted to let you all know that. And so, yeah, he's kind of running around cutting up things. And so I'm actually glad I'm not at my desk. I'm actually at my dining room table today, because I wanted to sit up a little bit higher. And I have my notes out in front of me, and I've got my fly grip up on my phone, so I can see your tweets come in and see your questions come in. So by all means, once again, I am so excited to have Marie Bednar joining the conversation today. And just really wanting to share, it is probably the first time since, family that I have home in Jamaica, that were farmers. And so I'm always gobsmacked by people who have the talent and the ability to put their hands into the ground and make magic, is what I call it. And so I think it's very yummy, because if you let my partner tell it, I'm not even allowed to cut the grass. And she won't let me water the plants very often. And I'm not really sure what that's about. But I certainly do appreciate her and her ability to keep it beautiful. But it looks like, according to my board, Marie has joined us. So we're going to run a quick commercial. And we'll be right back with our guest today, live Marie Bednar, co-owner of Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. Ozo 2, the future of dry cleaning. Eco-friendly, convenience-driven, and customer-conscious. Free pickup and delivery, biodegradable bags, and a hanger return program in order to keep their prices low. Stop by for a visit at any of their locations in West Palm Beach and now in Jupiter, or visit them at www.ozo2usa.com. That's ozo2usa.com. Or you can like them on Facebook as well. Thank you, Ozo2, for keeping the planet in mind. Need a little comfort food to satisfy your belly and your soul? Then stop by Mother Earth Coffee and Cafe. Homemade bread pudding, buttermilk pancakes, sweet potato hash browns, and homemade turkey sausage. And I'm just talking about breakfast. Don't forget those yummy turkey burgers and those veggie burgers as well. Stop by 410 2nd Avenue North or give her a call 561-460-8647. The line is sometimes long, but a meal is always worth the wait. Tell Patty Cleo sent you. All right, my dears, we're back, and join me in welcoming Marie Bednar of Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. Marie, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. How are you today?
Oh, I am beaming.
Great.
I am just beaming. We are so excited, and thank you for taking the time to join us. From all that I've done in my research, you are one busy lady.
Yeah, I tend to be that way, yes. Well, thank you so much for supporting us. I know you're a big fan of the farm.
Oh, my goodness. I got goosebumps. I'm the type of person, I love to share delicious news. My listeners know I'm all about food, but I'm all about local, and I'm all about community. And when we were doing the research, I love to go out of my way to go in and shop at local grows, because I just think it's healthier. And when we found yours, I said, uh-oh, I'm in love. And so we named you. I mean, we just kind of share the information. We don't necessarily contact someone when we say, go check out this business, go check out this wonderful energy over here. And we just kind of love to share the information. And when we realized that you would come on and chat with us, we really got very excited. So I wanted to ask you just to quickly give a little bit of background to my listeners. I know that you're a native Floridian, but how did you becoming a farmer, how did that happen? Is this an early passion in life?
Well, my father was a farmer in Broward County. However, he retired in the 70s, so this career was by marriage.
Okay.
I married into the Bednar family in 1984, Steve. He's the youngest. He has two older brothers, Charlie and Bruce.
Okay.
And my father-in-law came down here in 1950 when he married Henrietta from Pennsylvania, and they were farmers there. He saw more of an opportunity in South Florida, had some other friends that were in this area, so decided to come here and settle. And he started farming in Broward County as well and got pushed up as development and growth, and, you know, everything was changing. So in 1960, he bought property in Palm Beach County in Delray Beach. So that's where he began. And then as his sons were growing up, they became involved with the business as well. So that's a little bit of the, you know, the beginning stages of it, but obviously we've changed quite a bit since then.
Wow. And so we are talking about genuine, true family legacy here.
My husband and his brothers are fourth generation, yep, and now we've got the fifth generation coming into the business as well, yes.
Oh, that, I got a goosebump. That is so amazing. I mean, that's genuinely keeping everything very much connected to the land. And,
right.
And I'm one of those ethereal kind of individuals, but I think that the story of your family is so important to even people resonating with the community vibration. And I'm sad to hear that there aren't as many local farms,
right.
Family-owned farms in the area.
Right.
Interestingly enough, and again, the way that I came about to find you was that I was looking for U-picks.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, now that's sorry, that's my little Cece. She's a red tick coo now. rescue barking at the landscaper. So it's an amazing day. What can I tell you? So how did the U-pick come about and then kind of move over into this retail fresh market? Because that's the part that I found just absolutely gobsmacking, that there is this space out there that I didn't know anything about.
That existed. I know a lot of people don't know about the agriculture in South Florida. My husband's family, they grow peppers and cucumbers, and most of it goes up the East Coast into Canada. And right now we farm about 1,200 acres in Palm Beach and Martin County. And we thought there was nothing to buy local, and we could see that the people wanted it. And so the farm where the market's located, my father-in-law purchased it in 1980. And it's 80 acres, and it's a very unique piece because it borders the wildlife refuge. So, we're actually part of the Everglades.
Right.
So it started off with actually in Pennsylvania, the family does have a market up there. And Steve always worked it on the summers when he was out of school. He would go up there and work it. So he always had this little, idea of doing something like that here. And there used to be in Broward County, quite a few U-picks and farms, but obviously with the development, it's not there anymore. So we, about five, maybe more than that now, 6 years ago, my husband started the progress of trying to, come up with a retail market. And so out of that is where we're at now. We've been open. We're going into our fourth year. My niece Megan was actually on side of the road while we were in the building stages, and then moved into the parking lot when the parking lot was done before the actual market was even built. So it got our name out there and got people to realize, because people on the east side of town don't realize that there is still, agriculture. And at one time, Palm Beach County was the winter vegetable capital of the world. However,
I didn't know that either. Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. And then NAFTA, the North America Free Trade Agreement, that really kind of put the nail in the coffin for a lot of farmers. We just cannot compete, with Mexico. They don't have the same insurance, minimum wage, and just different, aspects of the business like that.
Right, right.
So, so you've seen some of the other farms just kind of dwindle, away, and trying to compete has been very, challenging. So, but we still do the commercial side of the operation, and then,
right.
I said, we diversified with this market.
Right.
Which has been very well received. I mean, we're very, very lucky to have the community support us and want us here and come out and buy our products.
Let me tell you something. We are on a mission. I'm like a born-again vegetable farmer in absentia. I'm going to channel farming. I think that it is something that is so necessary. One, that it is there in our community. I mean, it is so important for people to recognize that it's there, and that I love the concept that you all keep it affordable as well, because you recognize who some of your other competition is, and it's a little bit big box, and it's all pretty and shiny and all of these things, and it makes it almost financially impossible for
people
to eat well.
Right.
How would you describe the success in the last 4 years, and were you surprised by it?
Yes, we were surprised. I mean, we didn't really know the retail world was totally new to us, so we had to get a fast education and cash registers, credit cards, and you name it. And we're still in a learning curve, but everybody has been very supportive, and then it's just taken off like it has. And now, and I think it's opened up the eyes. We do field trips, and I think in the 4 years now, we're probably over 5,000 people of all ages. We have, you know, from little ones up to the red hat ladies, we had a group. And they were really fun to have out here. And we have David Legg. He's retired from the USDA, so he does a really good presentation. He tailors it to the age group. And it's about an hour and a half long, and we have partnered with the Arthur Marsh, Marshall Wildlife Refuge as well. So a lot of people aren't aware that we have that in our backyard as well, which is, you know, just a gem.
So how do we sign up for one of those workshops? I've got grandchildren coming down from D.C. area next week, and I was just looking on your website, all these wonderful things, and I'm coming out. I'm bringing them out there. We are going to come out. But how do we sign up for, or how do we find out about
the field trips are done by reservation only, and we do have a minimum amount that we need on there. My sister-in-law Denise handles all of that, so you can contact her at the market here, and she can, you know, arrange for that. It's about an hour and a half long. But otherwise, in the meantime, over spring break or when you have someone come and visit, you can come out and take a hayride, which is on the John Deere tractor. It pulls a tram, and it does go around the whole 80 acres, so you can see everything that we grow here, which is a wide variety from corn, green beans, lettuces, cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, peppers, eggplants.
You're singing to me there, Marie. You're just singing every song.
And, I mean, it's what we do is we pick it fresh daily. It's brought into the market, you know, very little cooler time. So you actually do taste the difference in the nutrition and the quality of it because it has not been sitting, you know, on the shelf for X amount of time. It is, you know, vegetables are a perishable product. So,
or it hasn't been sitting on the truck before it sits on the shelf. You know?
Correct, correct. Exactly. And also, you know, we're also able to do less of a carbon footprint because it's from the back of the farm to the market. So that's really been, you know, environmentally another plus.
Yeah, now you opened that segue for me. Would you mind if we chatted a little bit about GE and GMO?
Sure. I mean, in the beginning, everybody was wanting to know, are we organic? That seemed to be the big question, organic. And I did come up with a flyer and a handout, and it is on our website, What is Sustainable Farming, which is the practice that we do. But now people seem to be wanting more educated on the GMO, the genetically modified organisms, which we absolutely do not use any of those seeds.
Did you all hear that? There is no GMO. There's no GE. I just need to repeat that. I'm going to interrupt Marie because this is what I'm talking about, folks. So I'm telling you, I know where I'm going shopping this weekend. Okay, go ahead.
Appreciate that. And the nice thing is being able to come out and actually see going on the hayride or going into the U-pick of the strawberries, tomatoes, or peppers, you're seeing how it's grown, the condition of the fields, the plants, you know. And I mean, farmers were the first environmentalists, and, you know, we're all about preserving the land for future generations. So we want to be very careful in what we do as well. So, you know, we try to be you know, as pristine with our practices as we can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, your entire, even the mission statement on your page, which I just absolutely love, oh my goodness, your entire farm as well as the businesses associated with it seem to be about communal nurturing energy. Is that also a part of your mission in this area and to be able to share that, as you say, with others? Is there any education you all are doing locally?
Absolutely. We are trying to, you know, maintain a good energy and positive feeling about everything that we do. Education-wise, I mean, we're always on a spiritual journey and growing and learning as we, you know, go through life. So, and it's been interesting here to meet the different people that we're exposed to now, you know, being open to the public. So it's been a very positive thing for everyone in the Bednar family, I think. I can speak for that.
Oh, that is just amazing. Because I imagine you must get every ilk out there. Like you said, you'll get everyone, little ones to the red hot ladies. You know, I mean, my partner and I are, you know, moving into a different age vibration. I know myself personally addressing how I 8 a couple of years ago actually made the difference between me being alive and not being here on this microphone right now.
Wow.
And so, yeah, no, very much so. And I just was being lax, you know, on a number of levels and not really opening myself up to the education. And so now we're older now, and we really do, it resonates with us how we cook, what we put into our bodies, and what we're teaching our grandchildren as well, because we are both grandmothers. And so we are always trying to teach them that it's so much better to take something fresh, and it's even better when you can pick it with your own hands, or when you can actually see its origin. There's a different connection there. So, I mean, I was on the website, and it looks like as well as you guys do gourmet food truck events as well?
We do have, yes, a weekend a month. We do bring in the gourmet food trucks, and the next one will be coming up next month on the 13th. But they will be here next week. Next week is spring break for Palm Beach and Broward County, so we will have a lot of activities. The food trucks will be here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. The petting zoo, which has been a new addition this year and has just had a tremendous, response to, because the kids do like to see and be able to touch and take the pony ride, so that they'll be here all next week as well. And, you know, going back to that, I mean, the epidemic in children with obesity and diabetes is just tremendous. And I think we've all gotten a little lax, as you said, you know, the fast food, it's always available, and it's, you know, it's
pump
just
it in
too
the
easy.
Microwave, and there it is.
Supersizing,
you know?
And exactly. Yeah. So it's been very rewarding for us to see families come in and watch them shop and talk about, okay, well, what do you want to get, you know, this week to prepare, and let's try something new. And, you know, they're trying different things that, you know, maybe they wouldn't have tried an eggplant or, you know, some other vegetable that they don't know what to do with. And that's what's nice about coming here. We can, you know, give them a little bit of a lesson on, okay, this is how you prepare this, and this is, you know, give it a try. So that's, like I said, that's been very rewarding for all of us.
Well, I definitely, energy is so much a part of anybody who works with your food. You know what I'm saying? And so to be able to come where you can see, I'm the pictures are scrolling on your website here, and I'm looking at these fabulous vine or ripened tomatoes. What a concept.
Mm-hmm.
That's
how it should be.
And it's very enticing, and definitely, because even when we found it and I knew that my grandsons were coming, and up north, their parents are very, very much, they shop at the open fresh markets as much as they can. So for them as children, certainly the petting zoo and the pony rides will be delicious, but they'll just get a kick out of coming to actually participate. We encourage them to cook with us, even as grandmothers. We're very conscious about that. So this is going to be a big part of their visit.
Right.
To see that Florida has this. So we definitely, I'm looking forward to coming out and getting all manner of things and bringing them home. Now, for those of you listening that are local, you can go on Bedner's.com, and the link is on our page. They also do, Marie didn't mention this, but I'm going to, every weekend, homemade ice cream. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's a very popular thing. It's a John Deere tractor that churns it, and we typically do three different flavors. We use our fresh strawberries in one of them. You know, if we have other any fruits that are ripe, we'll make a different flavor. And we also have a corn roaster, and we do our homegrown sweet corn every weekend and roast it. And for anybody that's never had our corn, it's pretty darn good. Have you tried that yet, Cleo?
No, I have not, okay. But you are really working on a sister's appetite right about now, Marie. There's also Cherry's New York Top Dogs. There's also Bob's Lemonade and Pretzels, and Porky and Best Barbecue, and Craft Vendors. And you all just go to the homepage. There is all manner of one. We're going to make it a day event. We're just going to head out on one of those, that Monday, Wednesday, or Friday when the food truck is there, mm-hmm. and we're going to stay until they put us out. We're going to bring in the minivan as opposed to the Nissan and make sure we have room for everybody. No, seriously, we're going to make this an event. I'm going to tell a couple of friends, if you want to pile on, let's go. Simply because it's this is so much more a full experience for our children. And I agree with you. I think that right now there are other directions that pull our children, and they can get everything that they perceive that they need in a little box, looking into another little box. And we forget to breathe the air. We forget to walk. I spend a significant amount of time in Europe as well, and there it's very much a part of the everyday. You go to the market every day because that's how you keep it fresh, you know?
Right.
And so genuinely, and I think that, you know, sometimes convenience can be a distractor. So, I mean, certainly, I will be honest with you, I drive past you before I was aware of you. I was driving past you down to Del Rey to another vibration. And then I realized, oh, my goodness, I don't even have to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, again, it brings me back to community, but I love small and I love community. And so it's very interesting. Now, I know that you talked about NAFTA earlier and that it kind of made it difficult for you all to compete, but you all found this operation with the retail market. If there's something that you could deliver to people to hear, because certainly things have changed because we as individuals have kind of gotten distracted, like I said, and we need to bring the focus back. Is there something that you would like to share about any of, because I know you're a busy lady, you're very active within your community, both statewide and locally. Any of those efforts, would you like to share them with us so that we can get on board, so that we can be supportive in more than just one way, so that we can really take hold of what we can do to leave a different legacy?
Well, Florida has a label of origin, so meaning when you shop wherever you may shop for your produce, it has to say where it's from.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest thing is to buy local when you absolutely can.
Right.
You know, that I think is the biggest, if I could just make that one imprint with everyone, is just to buy local and know, you know, where your food is coming from. That's the nice thing about coming out here. You can actually meet, you know, my husband and his brothers, the farmers, and my nephew as well, who are the actual ones that are, you know, putting these crops in the ground and growing them. So I think that's, you know, that's very important for the public, which I think they have since we started, you know, with this retail store. It's people have become more aware, and word is spreading, you know, that that it's available for them here,
mm-hmm.
And it is affordable, and you know, they do enjoy coming out. So I think that's, you know, that's the biggest thing to help us. As farmers, that's
right.
What I would say.
All right. Now, I know that you also are very dedicated to animals and their safety. Is there a rescue out there you'd like to give a shout out to? I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out to Gunther. I found a picture of him online with you.
Yes, that's my mascot, and I made him leave my office because he would have been barking like yours, probably. He's my shadow. But, yeah, we do have the rescue groups that come out. We have four different ones now. Warm Hearts Pet Rescue, Justin Bartlett Pet Rescue, the Greyhound, and also Coastal Boxer adoptions. And they typically average about three adoptions when they're out here. So it's been very, it's been wonderful. I went to the pet store and I had given her my credit card, and she saw the last name, and she said, I just had a dog in training, and his name was Bednar. They got it from some market, from some pet rescue at a market, so they named the dog after us, which I thought was kind of cute. So
I love that.
That's just that
love coming back to you all, Marie.
Right.
All of that love coming back. I'm very committed as well to rescue. And my listeners out there, there are many of them that are committed to rescue. So we're going to make some joyous noise for these rescues as well, and send any others that might be out there to you to come out to tool around. I am one of those pet owners that cooks for my dog. And so my little Cece, we call her, name is Café con Leche, but we call her Cece for short. And she eats her zucchini. She eats her yellow yams. She likes all of her vegetables very, very much. So she's just going to be thrilled that we get to bring back all of these wonderful things and just have a bountiful field day. And we're passing it on. I have my stepson and his wife, she's Swedish, and our youngest grandson. They are very conscious. And so we're just going to lead the East Coast charge over here and send people off of the water and let them know that you are right there. And this can be so much more a full experience to come to Bednar Farms and to really just kind of share in all that you all are doing. Sorry, there goes my puppy.
Yeah, I mean, well, we really are a destination. That's the main thing. It is, you know, something that you can make, you know, a family day out of it. That's the environment that we have here.
And I think that's delicious. And I think, again, another opportunity for us to realize that South Florida has so much more to offer than what it seems gets the advertisement or gets the shout-out. And so this is, again, why it was so important for us, because we're working with some really amazing people in South Florida, and we've got some groups that we are networking with who will be absolutely thrilled to get this out to our neighbors, to our friends, to other communities, to local businesses who are committed. Like, we have an association with Mother Earth Cafe, literally. She does a line of probably 10 veggie burgers that use different things, et cetera, et cetera. She will be absolutely thrilled to hear about you as well. She was not aware either. So I just wanted to let you know that we are going to be creating as much excitement as we can. And so we are committed to shopping local, and we are committed to supporting Bednar Farms.
Well, we certainly appreciate it.
All right, Marie, my dear, you have a delicious weekend, and you will be seeing me and my grandchildren, my stepson and my daughter-in-law and my partner. We're coming out to Bednar Farms, and we're going to have a grand time.
Yeah, all right, well, be sure to ask for me.
All right, darling. Have a great weekend now.
Thank you
so much for your time, Marie.
Absolutely. Thank you, Cleo.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, my dears. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be right back. White Apron Catering. Elegance, class, and sometimes a little bit of whimsy when you want it done right. Whether it's an intimate dinner for four or a gala for 400, they can meet your every need. The chefs there are wonderfully energetic, and they always have a smile on their face, at least when I visit. Freshness with meticulousness to every detail on that plate. So the next time you want it done right, you want to keep people talking until you have that next party, I want you to pick up that phone and dial White Apron Catering, 561-585-2985, in Lake Worth, 1710 North Dixie Highway, and tell them Cleo sent you. Maybe they'll send me back one of those fabulous chocolate chip cookies. See you around. Bednar's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website, www.bedners.com. All right, my dears, we are back, and I don't know if you all had as much fun as I did. I sounded like a giddy schoolgirl. Marie Bednar, Marie, thank you again so much, and thank you to Bednar's Farm Fresh Market for being in our community here in West Palm Beach, Palm Beach County, and Martin County. I'm going to go ahead and just run down the schedule real quickly again for Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. Gourmet food truck on Monday the 25th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Wednesday the 27th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And on Friday the 29th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is the petting zoo Monday the 25th through the 29th as well, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, I am headed out there more than likely on Wednesday the 27th because you all know my week is getting ever more busy as we are just 8 days out from my new CD, Full Moon Madness, dropping and being available for you all to purchase, as well as we're going to go out, matter of fact, and we are going to feature some of these delicious vegetables at our CD release party, because it's all about that for me at my CD release party, because I believe in putting my money where my mouth is. Often enough, I put my foot there. And so why not put my money where my mouth is? So all of our vendors are local small businesses, one man, two man, family owned, operated vibrations that will be featured at the CD release party. And so we are also going to be featuring some of these delicious vegetables and things at the CD release party that we're going to pick up on Wednesday from Bednar's Farm Fresh Market. Again, please support local, my dears. This is a family that they have watched other families lose their farms and dwindle. And I think what she mentioned was very apropos when we spoke of that NAFTA thing. Boy, that messed up a whole lot of folks. But we're going to keep that conversation rolling because there's always something new. And I'm going to talk to you all a little bit about the Farm Bill. And as it is now, it's kind of stalling out on the floor because we've got this whole sequester thing going on. But, you know, I love to give you all information and then invite you myself to go down the rabbit hole, because here at Conversations with Cleo, we are not in the business of telling you what to think. We are in the business of sharing information. Feel how you will feel about it. You all know how I am. I certainly will share with you what my personal opinion is, but we are committed to giving you the information and then inviting you to go down the rabbit hole. That's why sometimes I won't even give you reference websites, because that's almost too contrived to tell you where to go. You can search just like I did and find the information equally as easily. And sometimes not so easy. Sometimes you do a little bit of digging. But I'm going to send you all down a rabbit hole related to the Farm Bill, H.R. 5973, Agricultural Rural Development Food and Drug Administration and Related Agencies Appropriations Act, 2013. Say, well, Rastafari, Ms. Cleo, what does all of that mean? As it stands, the legislation will form an agricultural and food policy in the U.S., that will be a little bit on the spooky side. It is looked at every 5 to 7 years to set a general direction of America's farm and food policy. But not so much that the technicality of the bill is the fact that there is a small rider, and that's also what I call fine print, finer than frog's hair print, that is nestled in Section 733 that will grant biotech companies, and that's biotechnology companies, pretty much free rein without having to answer to any judicial vibration, any judicial authority. So it's a little bit disconcerting rather, that we would allow this type of precedence to be slipped under our noses. There are many now who are referring to it as the Monsanto Protection Act, because it fundamentally says that there is no judicial body or review that Monsanto could be brought up or brought before to mandate or to stand up for protection of consumers, or to stand up for the rights of the consumer as well as the environment, simply because the genetically engineered crops is that stuff, again, is endangering our family farms. It is endangering our smaller farms. It is not doing anything to aid our environment, and it certainly is not healthy in the scheme of things for the consumer. I felt that Marie made a very salient point, and I want to reiterate it, because people during a vibration in the last 10 to 15 years have taken the term quote-unquote organic and spun it a slightly different way. And in some ways, organic just simply means that the price is going to be $3, $2, 50% more than what you are traditionally used to paying. And some people don't understand the reason for that. And some of the very, very small farms, they almost have to increase the price because they are providing you with a better product. But to run an organic farm and a small farm, it is quite costly. And so this is why that price seems to get passed on to the consumer. However, what Marie was pointing out is that many people wanted to know, are you organic? Are you organic? Are you organic? And what she has on the website is the explanation of a sustainable farm, which means that they are not GE or GMO. And so these are planted here, like she said, that the stamp, you know, lineage in energy and science, and I can't remember the term that she used, largely the Islam divine. Somebody will tweet it to me, or somebody will bring it back to me. But the connection, you don't have to draw this long map to find out where this vegetable or this fruit. And did you hear her listing all of the fabulous vibrations that are out there? I am so giggle fest to go and get some wonderful tomato. I want to go and get some yams. I would, you know, if I can get some pretty wonderful, yummy, delicious cucumber, I may take my hand at doing my own pickling. You know, it's something that I remember a long, long time ago. There's another friend of mine who will be starting a small business, and she's going to be starting a barbecue business, and she's very much so committed to barbecuing and roasting different kinds of vegetables. I love to cook out on my grill. I don't use gas. I like to use fire and wood the old way, and I love to slice a yam, take it out, you know, dress it with olive oil, and just take it out and put it on the grill. And you would be, when you have a good fresh yam that has not been riding on a truck and hasn't been sitting on a shelf, you are just absolutely blown away by the amount of flavor. And you feel like you're eating something that you've never eaten before. If you are young, if you are under the age of 30, trust me, if you start buying your vegetables at a sustainable farm, then you will definitely taste the difference. And those of you who know that I am so committed to feeding one chakra, it's a mind, body, spirit experience, and how important that is to the sustaining of our families. to the sustaining of our communities. We certainly are not in a position financially, this planet or elsewhere, for us to just wave one giant magic wand and fix everything. We are not there financially. We are not there emotionally. We are not there spiritually. However, you see these evolutions starting to pop up all around this wonderful planet. And you see people saying, you know what? We need to be aware. We need to understand. We need to care. And we need to put all of that energy back into our community, back into what we're teaching our children, back into the legacy and the history that we are creating for our families, for our future. Because I am more conscious now than ever before, as I shared with Marie. It really came down to my acupuncturist saying to me after almost losing my life that, you know, your diet is not very good. Your spleen is suffering severely, and this is why you were able to even be in such a vulnerable place. And he was absolutely right. He wasn't pulling anything out of the air, and I certainly knew better. But I was slacking. And now as I get closer to 60, I realize that, I really want to be around for quite some time. I have much to do. I have much to enjoy. I have great grandchildren to entertain. And I want to be able to do it. And I also want to pass on the legacy. I want to pass on the knowledge. We are losing sight of our griots. We are losing sight of the way to live and commune with the land, with this planet. So, Ms. Cleo, you're sounding very esoteric and very ethereal today. Well, I'm sorry if it sounds like that. You know, I could get up on the soapbox, but I don't know that this requires soapbox. I'm just trying to speak sense and sensibilities to people, because we really have got to stop looking in the wrong direction to be participatory and to correct the issues that we want to address as citizens. Everybody is quite gobsmacked looking at Cyprus and Greece and this, that, and the other. And what many people don't realize is that there's a bill already out there on the floor that says that our government has entertained the idea of taxing every transaction 1% that we make at our bank. So this is not brand new. And so we have to make sure that we are getting educated. We can't educate everybody about everything all at the same time, but we can share the knowledge and we can stay informed, my dears. Knowledge is power. You understand? Plain and simple. My father said, once you attain it, no one can take it from you. Then we attain the knowledge and then we have to share it. And there will be those who will say, you're full of this and I'm not going here and I'm going to keep going to my big box market and I'm going to keep going over here. And I say, I respect your choice. But to those of you who want the information, we're here at Conversations with Cleo. And this is our commitment throughout 2013. And this is not about being altruistic. And this is not about wanting to have anybody hail us up at doing the right thing. This is what we are going to do. This is how we come back from where we've reached ourselves to right now. And it starts small. And it starts with heart. And it starts with passion. So to all of you who have tuned into this show today, no matter what part of this planet you reside on, I appreciate you as always. Just a quick update. My brother is doing okay. I love him to pieces. Tacos, their wonderful puppy, is healing nicely. And he's really being such a source of love and affection for my brother. We spoke last night. We had a little laughter. There is a memorial that is being put together for my sister-in-law, Deb. And it is still healing time for us. But I hear Deb all the time. And she feels close. So to any of you that are going through the grieving process, my heart goes out to you. I will keep you in my healing thoughts and my healing vibrations and my strengthening vibrations, and know that if they've crossed over, they're okay. if they're doing any kind of worrying, it's worrying about that we get through it. All right, my dears, have a most wonderful weekend. And check me back on Monday. We've got Joe Grobes in the house for iVow Counselor. This man's story is inspirational, informational, and it's going to blow your hair back. Peace.